Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, potheads of all ages, welcome to the Toke and Choke Show with our first ever episode in studio, Kerry's living room, Centerport, New York. Kerry, the Stella One.
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Kerry, thank you for lending us your living room that we just took over with five dudes. We have in studio for our first episode, Kid, say hello to the fans, all three of them.
What's up, guys?
So, guys, I'm really excited for this. The format of our first Token Choke show is we're going to kind of do a, can we say, hot wing style take on weed. So, guys, you know what the problem in the market space is. Now that weed's legal in New York, which I'm super happy about, how do you know what to smoke? So, guys, we will fucking tell you what to smoke. Me and Kerry are expert potheads. We have over 30 years experience apiece smoking weed. So you're talking about 60 years of experience right here. And then we'll bring a guest in.
One place.
Yeah. And if you count Jeremy, how long have you been smoking weed?
Not for a while.
All right. So
you've got a lot of fucking experience.
We have 100 years of experience in smoking marijuana. And we will use that expertise to tell you what to smoke. So guys, today our first episode, we got packables, and packables is a really cool concept. We got a pipe screen printed, and it's Halloween season.
So we got the skulls.
And how cool is this? This way you don't have to pack a bowl. They do it for you. And even better than that, I know, how cool.
Yeah.
It tells you what's in it. So we're going to try each strain. And what's really nice about the packable is as we try these strains out, we already know what it is. So we have an indica variety that's biscotti and Georgia pie, 29.73% THC. That's a lot, guys.
Yeah.
These are all real high THC. It's 3 grams of weed here. Each bowl is a half a gram. Really fucking dope. So 3 grams of weed. And this was, I think, $50 at the show price.
Which is really not bad because you still have the bowl.
And the bowl.
Easy to clean. Got a nice deep bowl, so it's definitely easy to clean, not like other ones where everything gets stuck.
And the hybrid strain in honor of Funkmaster, even though it came up a little short, you're always a fucking champ to me. The Funk. All right. The Funk is the hybrid, 29.476%.
I like hybrids. Those are my favorite.
I do like a nice hybrid. And then we have a sativa, a pink grapes. So,
ooh, I like that.
I like that. 28.85%. So this is all 28% and over. So these are strong. We'll each take a few hits and we'll give our opinion. Let's try. What do you want to try first? Guest, dealer's choice. Let's have the guest choose.
I'll choose the funk.
Oh, let's go with the Funk Master first.
Funk.
And of course, in honor of the Funk, they even made a green. I don't think they meant to give Aljo some love, but check out how cool this is. So here's the bowl. Here's the pre-made. Take the silicone off. Pull the bottom. It's glass. And then I slip that into the bowl. Yeah, and see if it fits tight into the bowl here. And you know what? Ladies first, Kerry.
Oh, thank you.
You do the honors.
Just as much as you like to do. Thank you. All right. Let's see how this is. It hits really nice. Let's start it with that. Oh, and that's heat.
You can take the second hit. So I'm taking a whiff of it.
If everybody takes it right, it's green.
Oh. Oh. That's a good hit.
Super smooth. I like that
a
lot.
Super smooth.
The funk is smooth.
The funk is smooth, baby. Oh, man. It has a good smell to it. It smells like it has a little. Kerry, is that a hint of orange in that?
Citrusy, maybe?
Citrus?
We like a little citrusy.
I love a little citrus in my weed. So,
well, it is funky, so maybe there's a reason why they call it defunct, because maybe it's got like a little, what was it back in the day, like a skunk or a sourness to it?
It is a little skunky. Yeah, it's a good skunk type. So, speaking of the funk, you got anything coming up, kid?
No, I'm just waiting right now to see what's next.
Now, you have Bellator contract.
I said I'll probably fight by the end of the year, right?
Yeah, I hope so. That's what I'm putting down to the universe for you.
That's... Mammal said that.
Not that I work for Bellator, but hey.
You fight for them.
If anyone wants to...
Mike needs to be like 6 feet. So if you're holding it...
I just figured I would
be... Not too close.
Yeah, you hold it.
Oh, shit, kid.
I got good at that from interviewing people at fights.
Oh, you're good at holding the mic, Kerry. Don't let everyone find out.
It feels weird just holding this thing. Like,
it right, feels yeah. weird holding yeah, the mic.
Smoking? Yeah, that's all right. I'll hold it.
Kerry's interviewing you. This, and he gets the stand mic. You fucking suck, kid. You're lucky I'm a...
No, because I can lead in.
You're lucky that I'm a good team player.
I can just lean right into that.
So, is this good? Can you guys hear me like this?
That microphone is so much better than this one. This one's not picking up enough.
This one, but if does it pick up for me?
Yeah, whatever reason.
That, I can project if you need me to project. You let me know.
Like, I'm going
to
scream!
So I'm not going to scream. I could just raise my voice without screaming.
That's like a $400 mic, and that's like a $99 mic.
Mm. Gotcha.
And you can hear it.
When we have a better budget. So, Packables, when you up your budget for our sponsorship, we'll get a better mic. Let us know. Oh, yeah. I'm still going to hit this. Should we finish this whole bowl?
Why not?
Kerry, I like the way you think. Why not? Good call.
This is a weed smoking show. Why would we not want to finish that?
How fucking high are we going to get on this shit?
Oh, is there a fucking magnet to this thing?
Is there a magnet? No, it's just heavy. Oh, see how high his kid? He thinks it's a fucking magnet. Gravity's a motherfucker, right?
Holy shit.
Listen, the force of gravity, that bitch never stops, kid.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Smoke
here?
Some more. Keep fucking smoking. What are we doing? It's a smoking show. What are we doing? Oh, we're going to start fucking crocheting. What are we doing?
Yo, so I actually have yarn and shit from my grandmother's when they passed away and they sold the house. I took my grandmother's yarn and crocheting stuff because it was like, she did that all the time. So, you know, here's that. By the way, we could if we wanted to. I don't know how, but we can learn.
We're going to start YouTubing crochet.
Really so and be like... Madible, how high are you?
Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you?
Extremely high.
Oh, my God. So, token choke, guys. It's no trick. You're in for a treat. We have the next token choke show coming October 21st. And we had kid Justin Montavo, part of the first token choke show. His match with Jason Emmerich was actually just as a fan of jiu-jitsu, like personally, you know, I loved watching your match. Like, I was watching it from the sidelines, and I think Rob had come over to me, my production guy, and he was like, yo, cheer him on, because I was, like, a little quiet because I was just watching. I was like, oh, man, it's a fucking good match. And kid was in a little trouble and then turned it around and wound up catching him with a beautiful head and arm choke. And you've been training a lot at Sarah's, right? So, like, you know, tell us about it. The first token choke, you're training.
It was my first jiu-jitsu match in a while, so...
Since you got your purple belt?
Yeah. I had a match as a white belt.
Oh, my God. So you haven't competed in jiu-jitsu since you were a white belt.
Yeah.
So, like, 6 years, 7 years. Oh, all right. Well, let me tell you, how was it coming back to your first one back at the token choke?
It was pretty good. I was excited. I haven't done a jiu-jitsu match in a while. And I don't know.
You're a Bellator fighter, right? So, I mean, I was trying to give the stage presence comparable to like a big show, even though we only had, you know, a couple hundred people there, which not only we had a couple hundred people, it's a smaller venue, a more intimate show, which I love the vibe. But as far as like what I was trying to do for the athletes, you know, I tried to give everyone I gave everyone a gift bag for a grappling match. I mean, I paid the main card to show.
No one does that.
A percentage of tickets at the door. You know, I'm trying to do the right thing. I've been training and competing for a long time. And I see everyone do stuff, and I'm like, there is no way I want to do anything the same as everyone else. Because everyone's already doing it. Why the fuck do I want to go run a show the same with the same scumbag shit they do? So I'm like, all right, well, how would I like to be treated? And sometimes just the little things, they don't cost a lot. Kid, hopefully you didn't eat all the heroes that we had back there. That was more for the, you know, for the coaches.
The little things are the big things, especially with a show like that. Everything adds up. I've been to a ton of events. Bellator cards, PFL, you name it, I've been to it, with the exception of UFC. Well, I've been there as a fan, but never as a press person. As a press person, the only show that's ever catered it and had like a decent setup is PFL. The rest of them give you, at best, you get a concession stand card. So why would you want to show up somewhere and be like, oh, here, have some pretzels or some candy? Like, that's That's like half-assed. But PFL's was decent. Ours was even better because we had so many different kinds of things. We had infused food by the Infusory LI. They also have the Infusory VG for people that are vegan. But we didn't want that. We wanted regular, you know, good food that's infused. So people got, and let me tell you, I was so relaxed. I couldn't even eat all of it. I passed off half my bowl. It was like a fajita bowl. It was so good. And I can't wait to have them back. But I think that was really important. And we had regular food. And for people that are there hanging out and the competitors and the like everything that we have, it's important. You want people to feel special and like that they had a good experience, a great experience. Because Bellator puts on a fantastic show production-wise. But in the other aspects, they're lacking where we weren't.
Well, I mean, I would love... I told you, if the universe wanted it to happen, and I'm the CEO of Bellator, you know, they really do a great job at production. I think they have the better production value than the UFC. Mm-hmm. Like, their production value, to me, is a little better. That you walk out, that's just my opinion. And I fought there, and I've been in the UFC, and that's just how I feel. But, man, they need a better job of promoting. I would be promoting the fuck out of that. You got a million-dollar tournament. Even PFL, they do an okay job of promoting, but I mean, really, you got a place that has the best fighters in the world fucking screaming from the rooftops. They got a budget. They got $10 million from ESPN. I mean, they got big sponsors. I would love to promote it. I would do it fucking so sick. And I mean, even little things like get like a cannon, throw t-shirts out, you know, they're the thing, have some performances. Oh, guys, Token Choke. I told you I want a fucking acrobat.
So the couple of PFL events that I was at, I believe it might have been the earlier ones. They had people, girls with the t-shirt cannons. And I think Bellator had that at one point, too, at a couple shows I was at. That kind of stuff is really cool. People enjoy that. Even, like, the picture signings that they have and taking pictures with what was it, Hoyce Gracie used to take pictures with the fans upstairs. And they had the backdrop and everything. And that's, in my opinion, for fans, that's an important experience.
I do like that Bellator has the old school guys involved. Yeah. So it would be cool to buy Bellator just so you have their involvement in it.
I would love it.
And it already has some establishment. I mean, I like
the... step up the female divisions.
Hell yeah. Step up the female. The million-dollar tournament for the females. Easy. You got the connections for the girls. We're working on it. If the universe says we deserve it, it'll serve it. But for now, we got a lot running on Token Choke. So, Kid, do you want to match the next one?
What do you mean?
Do you want to match at the next Token Choke? October 21st?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, fuck. We'll get you and Diana again. Are you ready?
You know what? Hold on. Let me just change the battery.
This one for. Oh, yeah. And we are in round fucking two, Kerry. I'm already high as a kite, but I think I can get a little higher. We might leave the Earth's atmosphere. So what we have here is we're going to try the Indica next. It is a biscotti crossed with a Georgia pie. I do smell the peaches. What do you think?
That smells really good. It's got a nice, like, fruity smell.
Well, oh. Hold on, let me introduce it and then you'll say it. Okay, so that's the biscotti and Georgia pie, 29.736% THC.
It smells fruity. It's got a nice, very, very nice, and it's a hint. It's not a strong one, so I'm really excited to see if it's like a... is it a smooth flavor? Does it have, you know, is it like, does it got a kick to it?
Only one way to find out. Oh, wait. Guys, am I retarded? Let's ask the fans. Yes. Pull off the fucking bottom. Sometimes you get really high. I mean, this, remember, guys. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that this is the first Token Choke show, and we are monitoring how high we are getting.
That's my phone.
Oh, fuck.
There's my phone.
Holy shit, do you see that fucking hit? That's a massive hit. You taste the peach on that. You taste the peach on that. Really, I taste like a pie.
So good.
That's right, I like that. I'm usually not a fan of indica.
This is really good. Here, can't dig it.
Kid, hit that fucking shit.
That definitely has a definitely has a fruity-ish flavor. And it's smooth, almost creamy.
Like a pie. I think it does taste pie-like.
Because, like, do you remember the peanut butter breath? That shit tasted like peanut butter. So it's, there are some types of weed that taste,
I think,
just
this,
like their name.
This show might have to be the Token Choke Challenge. Because with,
can we get to the end?
Can we make it to the fucking finish line yet? Holy shit. So what is it? We're smoking, between three people, we're smoking a half a gram a piece. If we don't smoke the rest of them, I guess that's good. But the shit is strong as fuck.
It's really good. It's worth the money in that respect, especially because they're single hits, like he was saying, which is really, you could split it between three people. I'm not taking that whole fucking hit.
And they make a refill pack that's 12 things.
I know.
So that's pretty good. This is actually a really
good
value.
You get one bowl and then you could like refill them.
If I was by myself, this bowl would probably last me two or three sessions. Each bowl.
Absolutely.
If I was by myself, even with another person, it probably lasts me two sessions.
That's already lasted us.
Did you smoke?
How many go arounds?
Yeah, I smoked.
Kid is tapping out of this session, of this round. Oh, you really, John? You gotta be. Can you take like one picture as a caterpillar from Alice in Wonderland? Oh, you are gonna be. You gotta do something as a caterpillar.
Come on, let me try that.
Token Choke 3, I think. We're doing a Alice in Wonderland. Oh, no, 4. Something like that.
Whoa! Not bad.
Oh, you guys are good. I can't do them. I tapped out of that real quick. Real quick. I'm like, I can't do it. I'm giving up.
That's how you know if you have a good mouth.
Hey,
that's
yo.
What I've been told.
Y'all are funny.
Hey,
y'all are
hey
funny.
That's what I've been told.
Hey, yo.
That was hysterical. In no way can I do that.
Oh, you ever just look at the fucking smoke and try to do, like, you know when you look at clouds?
I'll sometimes, like, do that and just to see it, like, form different shapes.
Do you guys like movies?
Sure, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know, I've seen so many movies, like, but have you seen, I forgot what it was called. Let Me In?
Let Me In, no, what's it about? Scary movie? Yeah. I usually don't like scary movies. Mm. Life is scary enough.
What about you? Seen any good movies?
Not that one, but I happen to have a tower of old... I can't believe I still have DVDs. One of my favorite scary movies is actually a remake, but the way he did it was just, in my opinion, genius. The first Halloween redirected by Rob Zombie. The second ones by him, the second and the one that followed, were absolutely horrendous. But the first one, it was so... well done. It made me, like, everybody that watched it, when he, like, killed the bully, do you know how many people stood up and cheered? I was like, yo, hit him again. It was, like, crazy. They made you identify with him as a kid.
Oh, yeah, I have a good one. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Which one?
The first one? The original one or the new one?
The one with Jessica Biel.
That's the best one.
That's
I have that right
one,
over
right?
there.
But they also have a video game of it. Okay. Which is pretty sick. I've been playing the video game online.
Yo, that's one of the best movies that
you
I have
you
right
take
over
people's
there.
Faces off?
Do you guys play video games?
I haven't played a video game in a while, but I heard they got so good that I would love to.
Yeah,
I'm not really a gamer. You know what the thing is? Life is kind of like a video game.
Call of Duty.
I love being on the beach, and there's no simulation in a video game.
That's the
I'm just fucking enjoying
you're
the
gonna
sun.
You're going to get the new GTA, though.
No, I'm going to do it. Watch, motherfuckers.
The new Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I'm doing Grand Theft Auto. Watch.
Just be careful.
When
that
when the apocalypse comes soon enough, kid, get ready, bitch. It'll be Grand Theft Auto time.
Ike, what do you think about my movie taste?
Love it.
Oh, yeah. You have it.
Texas.
Oh,
that's the one. That's the one.
I was telling Kerry, the movie I just watched recently was The Heartbreak Kid. Jeremy, you ever see The Heartbreak Kid? Yeah, I love that movie. So I just drew it on, like, I was cleaning the house a little bit yesterday, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to throw it on in the background because I watched it 100 times.
I love mindless entertainment.
It's just mindless. Yeah. But the best is when he sneaks back over into America from Mexico when she burns his passport. I'm like, dude. So the premise of the movie is that Ben Stiller gets married to, I forget the girl, but she's pretty hot. He gets married to it, but she winds up being crazy. But all the stuff that he thinks is crazy, I'm like, it's kind of hot. Like, what does she want to do? Fucking talk dirty and do weird positions? Like, oh my God. Oh, you mean this girl is an athletic fuck? Oh no. You're going to break your hip? Ben Stiller is so lame in that movie. But then he winds up, they're on their honeymoon.
He's so lame in that movie.
They're on their honeymoon with this girl. And he's like, oh, she's crazy, whatever. And she gets sunburned, so she stays in the room. And then he falls in love with another girl in like 2 days. And he's like, I'm in love with you. And they think that his wife died. But really, she's just in the room. And they're like, oh, I understand. So there's a miscommunication. And he's like, oh, I'm so happy you understand what happened with my wife. Right? Thinking like, she's like, oh, don't worry. I understand you don't love her anymore. Like, he's like, oh, okay. He's like, well, you weren't clear. You know? And then she comes out and she's like, what the fuck is going on over here? He's like, it's over. He's like, well, first she's like, is, you know, he's like, I have to tell you something. And he's like, she's like, well, what do you have to tell me? Is it good or is it bad? And he's like, well, at first you might flinch, but then it's a really good thing. So it doesn't work out with that girl. She burns his passport, so he can't get back to America. They're in Mexico on their honeymoon, and he has to cross the border illegally. He winds up back in America. He tries to win her love. Doesn't work out. He goes back to Mexico, opens up a surf shop. The girl that he fell in love with on the honeymoon, I think that's Daphne Zuniga. That, right, is that her name?
I don't know, but this is like the back of a movie thing. Like the exact synopsis.
Sorry.
It's so great.
Is this too much?
No, it's just so funny.
I'm like just explaining it. I'm like, guys, if you haven't seen the movie, go see it. The Heartbreak
Literally.
Kid. And then when she goes to the island to find him, he's with another chick, of course. And then she's like, oh, meet me tonight. He's like, oh, yeah, I got you. I'll meet you tonight. And he just repeats his pattern, but he's like the unassuming player.
That was the best Manimal moment ever. You know, I'm going to call them Manimal moments from now on. When you just start talking about something, you get like really into it. That was one of the best ones.
Just the stupidest thing to get really into, too. I was like, this Ben Stiller movie. Like, yeah, all right, Manimal's high. Just fucking finish. Shut up. It's quicker if you just kids watching fucking judo videos.
He's like listen, you're talking about a movie I don't care about, never watched.
Like, yeah, you should watch The Heartbreak Kid because it's very motivational.
I actually seen that movie.
Oh,
see?
Yeah, it's a good, I seen it.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, yeah.
Oh, you know what else I love that I can always throw on in the background?
I'm
Burt Wonderstone. You ever see Burt Wonderstone? He's a magician. Mm. And they. Yeah.
No, I didn't, but oh, I didn't.
Reach out and grab you. He does a partner show solo.
Does he play two people?
No. Originally, it's Steve Buscemi and what the fuck is that guy's name? Mm. Not Colbert, but he looks just like him. Fuck.
What was he in?
Steve
That's
Carell.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I'm like, was
Steve
he in the
Carell,
office?
Yeah. So they play magicians
that
do a duo act, but then they split up.
Mm.
And one of them goes to Africa, and he tries to teach magic to, like, starving children. But it turns out that starving children, they don't really want magic. They want food and clean water. So they eat his rabbit. You know, he has the rabbit in a hat. He goes in to teach him magic. He's like, look, we got a rabbit in a hat. The fucking kid just takes the rabbit and eats it. He's like, oh, it turns out, you know what, kids, they just want food and clean water. They really didn't want magic. So he comes back. And the best character, though, Jim Carrey. Plays the equivalent.
Great.
Oh my God, he's so good. He plays the equivalent of Chris Angel, Mind Freak, but instead of being the Mind Freak, he's the Mind Rapist.
Okay, so I've heard of this, but I've never seen it.
Oh my, he's so funny. So he does all those crazy tricks. He like cuts his fucking face open and pulls a card out, and then that's the card that you had in your wallet. So for the end show, the main event, he's like, I'm gonna drill a hole in my head and then pull it out. But if I miss, it's going to make me, you know, retarded. So he fucking goes to drill a hole in his head. John. And he's like, eh! And he gets fucking caught. And they wheel him off and he's in the back. And now it's Burt Wonderstone's turn, right, to go on. So they do their trick and Jim Carrey's watching him. And he's like, these guys suck. When it's my turn to go, I'm going to take a drill and I'm going to... And he feels the drill still stuck in his head. And he's like, I'm ahead of my time. Okay, so that'll be our segue. Do you want to try this last one? Do we need to, like, stop, restart?
No, we're good.
We're good. Okay, this should take us, like, 10 minutes.
So, yeah, fuck it. I mean, I have a while before I got to go shoot pool and try to, you know, win our way to go to Vegas or some shit. But
yeah,
we'll see.
Do a beach workout?
Everyone, Kerry, everyone is sending me that weed boxing thing. And they're like, okay. Oh, what do you think of this? Weed boxing. Like, you're doing weed and jiu-jitsu. And I'm like, personally, I don't really like to spar high or get hit in the face when I'm high. I could grapple. You know, that's fun. I'm not a big fan of it. If people love to spar high, you know, I'm all for everyone doing what they want to do. I personally, I might do it if it made sense to me, but offhand, it doesn't really make my dick hard.
What about combat jiu-jitsu?
High?
Yeah.
I should have been high.
So why don't we see if we could put like a match or two in the future?
Let's talk about that off-air. Yeah, okay. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not averse to it. What do you think, kid? Combat jiu-jitsu?
I don't like it.
I did it before, and I don't know. I mean, first of all, I cut a lot of weight, and I'm happy I did.
If I'm doing that, I might as well do MMA.
Just do MMA. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see what you're saying, but you don't have to train as much shit for it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I'd feel about just slapping someone.
Slapping the shit out of them.
I mean, it'd be fun in training. Yeah, I mean,
it gets
I don't
you
know.
Upset.
Yeah,
when someone smacks you, it makes you more upset than if they punch you in the face.
Sometimes you just want to do jiu-jitsu and just chill. Mm-hmm. Just do jiu-jitsu.
Well, weed, that's why I like weed and jiu-jitsu.
It's so great.
It's such a good combination for me. Everyone asks us, they're like, how'd you think about doing a weed jiu-jitsu tournament? I was like, because I just said, what's the two things I love? Put them together. I don't know if I want to put the third thing I love together, but we'll see what happens. I'll ask Odin, and he'll tell me the way. So the last one we're going to do, we're going to give ourselves an upper to go away, pink grapes.
That's the one I was really excited about.
Oh, my God. Get close to it. It smells like, this is like the universe is sending me a story this week, and it's grape juice. It smells like grape juice. It smells like Kadem grape juice. This like Jewish grape juice.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What's the story that the universe is sending you? Drink some grape juice?
Yeah, and I did. I actually had some grape flavored mead. Fair enough. Yesterday I had some grape flavored mead that tasted just like Kadem is a grape.
It does
wine.
Have a very nice smell.
Rain swear. Nice smell. Yo, I will tell you this, Packables, we're really digging the product.
I love the concept. I love the concept.
And the actual product of weed. At first, I was a little concerned, but it's actually really fucking good quality weed.
And it's been
so simple. Like, we have no real mess. If I want to throw this bowl out, I can.
Is it as good as Pineapple Express weed?
No, but we could get to, well, yeah, I think so.
Well,
but we could get
you
some of that.
He said that you can buy these and then pack them yourselves, but what you could do, essentially, is just clean them with 91% rubbing alcohol. Cut that part out, the 91%. No, because he's trying to sell the glass part.
Oh,
yeah. Right. So you can get new glass ones and fill it with what kind of weed you want.
Oh,
which
this
is
was
a really
good
cool idea.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, this is great. You could buy their weed, but no.
I'm
going to
be so wrecked in like 20 minutes. I'm going to be like,
Once this all hits us, I mean, we're smoking a lot of weed in a short time. So that's why I am the king of cannabis, Kerry the official
pot princess,
Justin, champion of cannabis. You got to at least try it. That's the pink grapes. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Take one hit. Oh, no, I wasn't forcing. I was just suggesting. I was encouraging.
That's
good.
It does taste really good.
It's a nice. Oh, Jeremy, yes, motherfucker.
The sativa, that one's probably the best tasting one, in my opinion.
Oh, Jeremy, did you want? I didn't offer you, but my bad. I figured you would have just did that when you wanted to know.
Right?
What do you think? That one's fucking dope, right?
Anybody that wants some, just, you know, if you're in
the
studio.
That's a good sativa.
Reach over, we'll give it to you.
Yo, Packables knocked it out of the park with this.
They killed it.
Really?
Really. And I've used a lot of bowls, a lot of devices and shit. That's a very clean hit. You don't get anything in your mouth, which is great.
So we just smoked three bowls, and every hit's clean, right? Because the bowl is disposable.
Yes.
Because normally, we had stopped smoking bowls for a little bit because we were like, oh, it's building up so much residue that like every week or every 3 days you have to clean it.
Yeah, and it's not too good for you to have to do that. And it's not regular glass bowls in general. Anything that you let build up is just really not good for you. And even like a bong isn't the best thing for you either, because you are essentially, breathing in chronic, a little water. So it's wild, you know.
Because water vapor, we don't know. Yeah. So I think about this a lot. Like, I do have our sponsor, High End Kings, and that's like one of the only vapes I like to smoke. But otherwise, I'm like, okay, I can vape a little bit. But water vapor in extensive amounts, not sure. I know smoking weed, dude, Willie Nelson, there's a lot of guys have been doing it every day.
Still alive. And look at the guys that aren't, and the women that aren't, the ones that drank and did a ton of drugs, but the ones that smoke pot all the time, they're still kicking. Kind of crazy when you think about it. Oh. Yeah, I know a lot of dead alcoholics and drug addicts.
You see, that's why I wanted to be the caterpillar for...
That's what I was trying to ask you before. Halloween, are you going to do that? I think it would be so cool.
But I'd be great as the Mad Hatter.
No, not for Halloween Havoc. You could do that for the Equinox, the one we're going to do the... Whichever one we're going to do the Alice in Wonderland theme.
That's what I'm saying, Alice in Wonderland. I was going to do the Mad Hatter for
that. We could do Alice in Wonderland for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, no.
For the Valentine's Day Massacre, because
exactly. But then I was gonna do the Mad Hatter. I want to be the Mad Hatter for that.
Okay.
If we do Alice in Wonderland, okay. I could be the caterpillar. I could do two costumes. There's no reason I can't. Why am I limiting myself,
Carrie?
That's
what I'm saying.
I'm the fucking king of cannabis.
Who are you to limit?
Am I to limit myself? I'm fine. Don't ever do that, Manimal.
I'm going to be one costume for the Token Choke, and I'm going to be a different one for BJJ Superhero. So there's that.
Yeah, I mean, we have BJJ Superheroes. I don't even promote it on this channel because we don't want to.
No, but I'm just saying.
Don't associate with. Yeah, that's a totally different show. Not associated with Token Choke.
Nope.
But we are working on that. That's going to be fun. Ike, just so you know, we'll tell you off air. But we got some other shit in the works.
Good stuff.
Maybe you could get involved.
Do commentary with me.
Definitely. Boom. I'm going to take a couple more hits of this. Anything it's you guys so want to talk good. About? Kid, what do you got coming up?
So
Carrie, what do you got coming up?
What do I like talking about? I don't even know what I like talking
You're
about.
You're fucking killing me out here, kid. Carrie, next time we got to verify that these guys are functional potheads. Calling all functional potheads. It's okay. That's the point of the show.
I like talking about, like, real stuff. Like, getting out of the... Matrix type stuff, you know, like Andrew Tate type stuff.
Okay, so bring it. Well,
Andrew Tate, I'm gonna tell you how I feel.
That's like an example. This is a little example.
Andrew Tate is part of the Matrix.
Yeah,
you already got the fucking part of the Matrix. That's not who's not.
Wait,
I'm not. You're here with the fucking the Rebel Alliance right here. I've never been put on by the man.
Most free people.
Never worked a regular gig. Free as they fucking come. Yeah. Never been coerced to do almost anything. Listen, I did follow some very very minor bullshit. Although, I'm not happy about it. You know, we all did some minor stuff. The masks, that I wasn't happy about.
Yeah, for 5 seconds. I'm not doing that shit again. But, you know, even my... Look at the way I decorate my house. Like, even when it gets redone and my sister moves her stuff out, like, I still put so much random shit that it's like my... I can't even be, like, tied down to one idea in that respect. My brain has to go, nope, we're free. We got to do
number one
way.
You got to grow your own food and just keep being as high level as you can. That's really, I mean, just all the shit you do to be better and higher level. Just make sure in there you have some shit hits the fan skills.
Yes.
And then if you mean like as far as awakening your consciousness, right, there's all different ways to do that. Weed is just my normal base level, but I actually have more psychedelic experiences sober, especially fighting. I don't know if I ever talked to you about this, but... For me, fighting is the psychedelic experience because my senses are wild. That's when I feel like the safety controls come off the game. It's like, and then you're like, oh shit, okay, we had a fight. It feels different. The energy feels a certain way. Your senses are heightened. Mm-hmm. For me, that's like an interesting, like...
That makes a lot of sense because even for doing my first jiu-jitsu match, it was so different than rolling live with anybody. It was the weirdest experience, but it's so cool. It was so strange. Like, it being in there, I was like, it was bizarre. It was a weird feeling because I was so comfortable in so many weird spots that I was like, this is so weird.
I mean, it was the best show to actually make ever. For anyone's first event, it's the coolest. You get a walk out music.
Great.
Who the fuck gets that?
No one.
Yeah, if you're
in Naga. Yeah, nowhere. They don't do stuff like that. They might give me a belt and shit, but they don't fucking...
Yeah, I'm trying to elevate the game. I'm trying to take it to the highest level. And I already told Jeremy and my crew that I want to do an event in outer space, off Earth.
And not on the space station.
Literally, not figuratively.
And we're going to be grappling...
in zero gravity. Because if I'm in your guard in outer space, then that means I'm mounted on you. Or you're mounted on me. So I have to be very careful here. And any position that you have, you essentially have on the other person in a weird way. So grappling with zero gravity endlessly fascinates me. Because then you could learn how all the forces work,
like grappling in the
independently
water.
Of friction. Grappling in the water times a couple.
Yeah.
Oh, have we ever done that? No. Where you do like the arm bar, you take the back in the water.
No, but that's pretty cool.
And then
cool.
you go into the water and you arm bar me.
No, that's cool.
We'll do that shit by steamrollers. It's fun.
Or because you're my one. My dad has a gigantic pool.
The pool's good too.
Gigantic.
The it's ocean the just pool feels I've so seen, badass.
Like, in someone's backyard ever.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Shark Week. Yeah. Kerry's afraid of sharks.
I have a healthy for good respect reason. For them. I have a healthy respect for them. They're all over Long Island now. I'm good on that.
For good reason.
I'm good on that.
Sharks are scary.
Yo, that woman got fucking, her leg got fucking fucked up from a little miniature great white. Little fucking miniature one. An adolescent great white. That's just crazy. Can you imagine going to the beach just for the day, going to swimming, and all of a sudden you fucking get got by a fucking, one of the killers.
I worry about
that. One of the worst ones.
The great white. I worry about that in the kayak a lot. I worry about that in my kayak.
Them coming up and grabbing the bottom of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because fish hit into
it. That's
like
the biggest fear.
Like when I kayak,
yeah.
There'll be bait fish. There's a school of bait fish that swim.
And that's what they like.
A school of pike or striped bass. I forget what it was. They follow it, and those motherfuckers are like 2 feet long, and they be hitting into my. They're like. And they're hitting into my kayak, and I'm like, are these motherfuckers going to capsize my kayak? And there's hundreds of them all around me.
Yeah, I'm not into that shit. That's I don't like.
All my friends are like, oh, you should go fishing. And I was like, I don't know. It's a little rugged. There's a lot to handle already there.
Yeah. Could you imagine you're kayaking now? You got a fishing pole on there with you. You got to try get the fucking thing to pick it. No, that's a lot. That's a lot to handle.
Kid, do you go fishing?
I went fishing once. I think it's like you got to be real patient. It's a lot of like waiting, but I love it though. Yeah, I'll do it.
You
got to
drink a lot of alcohol too, I hear.
Oh no.
If you really like the fish, I hear you got to drink.
And just chill, wave the fish, grab it, eat it.
I'm going to just
cook it.
That I want to do. Grab it with my bare hands.
Cook it.
You got
to
cook it.
I'd like to start getting
into
that, truthfully, hunting. I've never really done it, even though I'm the manimal. I'm a little, I'm from Brooklyn. So I've killed a few things.
Even though I'm the manimal,
I can't. So, yeah, I'm not like a country boy. So we didn't like, we're going to go hunting. It's like, dude, I live in fucking Brooklyn. Like, hunting for me is, I can't really talk about it here because, like I always say, if you kill someone in Afghanistan, you're like, they were scum, and everyone's like, you're a hero. And if anything sideways happens in Brooklyn, you don't fucking say shit, because then they call you a criminal, and then they want to arrest you, so fuck them. Not that anything's ever happened, because I'm perfect. But
did you just say, because I'm perfect?
Because I'm perfect. I'm perfectly...
Matt was like, I can completely control myself.
I didn't even start smoking weed until it became legal.
You guys believe in aliens?
I was waiting for this. I'm like, I'm wondering if kids are
looking
conspiracies. Because like, I kind of felt you were
I'm
going
looking
in
at
that
a fucking
direction.
Extraterrestrial creature right in front of me.
You see that video online? That was like a alien girl walking around the subway down in the... Penn Station.
No,
you're too young
to
remember this, kid.
It looked like a real alien, but it looked like she could have been like dressed up, like not real.
You're too young to remember this, but there was a show called it was like V, and it was the essential premise was that there was this like alien race of lizard people that looked like humans. They wore masks and shit. I never showed you V.
No. Now I need to see it.
No,
because you know me, I'm gonna pull like everything out in the world.
No, it's all the
reptilians.
It's all those like craziest conspiracy theories about reptilians. So as far as extraterrestrial entities, kid, I would tell you this about extraterrestrial entities, that there are an infinite amount of extraterrestrial creatures that may or may not choose to interact with you, even perhaps right next to you in a slightly different dimension, perhaps one you're not privy to due to your senses.
Imagine what's sitting on my lap right now.
No, a different type of extraterrestrial being. He's not part of this material world.
Oh, we can't see him.
He might be able to see you, but you shouldn't see him. So, like, let's think about it like this.
In a shadow.
And he, no shadow. He could be right fucking here next to me. But he's The only way you could see him is through, say, if you could see gamma radiation.
You gotta smoke you weed to see him.
And because you can't see gamma radiation, you don't see X342 right next to me. But
X342.
But that dude is asking if he could smoke this bowl, and I'm like, I'm just gonna give you the essence of the bowl.
I can't.
And that's the way we'll do it for him. But one day I told him we'll help him manifest, and then he could take the green hit.
So you guys believe in time travel?
Yes.
All the time. But you can't actually do anything. How I feel, me and Carrie might differ on this one. So how I feel is that you can travel through any time you want, but when you do, if you the Norse cosmology concept of this, right? The Odinic cosmology would be that every time you go to a different timeline, you become part of that different timeline because every single thing that ever happens has an expression on Yggdrasil, which is the world tree. Through every dimension, in every direction, do the branches of this tree run. And no man knows where off the roots run. And pretty much no deity either. Very few know where all the multiverses end.
That's some big words, deity.
Yeah, so whatever, just means a god.
No,
so,
that was just one of them. There's so many big words there.
So throughout all the multiverses, let's say you time travel, what you think is time travel, and you go into what you call the past.
Yeah.
If all time has happened at one point, exists on this world tree as one point in time, you just separating that point out, because it's a lot to digest, right? You can't eat your whole meal. You don't just take your meal and be like, I absorbed it. To digest your lifetime, it takes you some time. That's what we call time. Hmm. But in reality, everything happened already. The tree's there, boom, destroyed, we're done. We're just trying to flesh it out. This is just my opinion, of course. So on Yggdrasil, every timeline has an expression. When you travel back in time, you just pop off your timeline. So when guys try to fuck with the timeline, they might just be popping into the different one, because every single thing has an expression. Every single thing.
Wow, I mean,
so there's a multitude of universes, an infinite amount, in fact.
Infinite.
Where as we're having this podcast, we get hit by a media swarm. Infinite amount. And I thank the gods.
I
thank the gods every day that in this universe we did it.
Us and
gods,
saying us in another dimension would be
an alternate universe. Instant.
So we're living other lives that we don't know about.
Parallel. And I have a few I've seen. Who do you want to hear about?
How have you seen these?
You want to hear about Chemist Manimal? He's good.
Yeah, sure.
The two I've seen the most. Oh, God. Let's smoke a little more. So the two I've seen the...
so high.
So the two I've seen the most. Do you really want to hear this? Okay. So I popped out once, and I'm in the bathroom, and I go to take a shit, and when I stand up, I'm in a stall bathroom. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? I open the door. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm in, like, an office bathroom. And I'm like, where the fuck am I? So I feel like it's a dream at first. And I'm looking in the mirror, and it's me, but not quite me. And I'm like, the fuck? And I'm wearing, like, a suit and shit. And I'm like, but not a Manimal suit. You know, like a regular suit. I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm clean shaven. All right. It's Manimal, though. Not Manimal. It's John. Right? Not Manimal. I wouldn't call him Manimal because he has a different backstory. In that timeline, he doesn't get a black belt, right? He becomes a chemist. I was going to go to college for chemistry. Maybe it's just my brain playing an expression game here, but it felt extremely real. And I'm working at this place, and I was dissatisfied with it, and it was some type of issue I was uncertain about. And I went back in the bathroom and came back to this reality. And then all fighter Manimal, that dude's a baller. But, you know, he's a dick, but whatever.
So how many different Manimals are there?
An infinite amount.
Oh, infinite, okay.
An infinite amount of Manimals.
So wow, every, that's crazy. So everything each that one of you probably did something else.
Yeah, you ever see the movie The One with Jet Li?
The One?
It's essentially this premise turned into vengeance. Or not even vengeance, just fucking beating the most powerful person. So in The One, Jet Li realizes that there's 128 other universes. And in every universe, there's a you. And if you kill the you, all the other yous get a boost in power. So it winds up between him and this one other Jet Li, who's like a cop.
It's me versus myself,
and
bitch.
Him versus himself, but they can't kill each other because the time police are there. And the universe police, they're like, no, the universe, the dimension police are like, if you kill him, we don't know what's going to happen. Like, will you become a god? Will you destroy the universe? We don't know, so don't kill him. We gotta just kind of imprison him. And essentially, it's like the prequel is he has to kill every other version of himself to be the one.
So I have a question. When you met Chemist Manimal,
yeah,
you were tripping out, you said?
No.
Oh, you were just sober and
yeah,
just...
Probably in some type of sleep state. Okay. But sober, okay. Sober.
Because, like, I could see that happening. No, but I could tell you, like, something in a tripping state
that was cool. I was on mushrooms. And you don't know my friend. You'd love this girl, Ivy Silverstein. She used to be the hat maker to all them. Motley Crue. Remember Pamela Anderson's feathered hat?
Yeah.
That pink one? She made that. Okay. She was like the haberdasher to all the stars. And I met her later on in life, and she paints from beyond. She gets possessed by spirits and then paints portals to other worlds. And then astral project into the painting and see what's in there, which is a wild experience. Talking about breaking the matrix, I do some wild shit. At least I feel like I am. And if I'm actually not, it still feels fantastic.
That's crazy.
So Ivy, you guys see the shit she paints. She did a thing at Great Neck. Like, she's from Long Island. She's a Long Island girl. You know, but yeah, her paintings are crazy. Extra dimensional. Really wild. All the portals to places. Super sick. And I guess they're a little interpretive. It's like abstract art.
Well, everything is,
so
right?
So you look at it, you're like, oh, I see this in it. What do you want to talk about breaking out of? Was that a lot? Do you need to digest all that?
It was a lot.
Took you on a journey out there? Stuff. Remember, you also claim to be the son of Odin, and Odin travels all the worlds from every direction to every dimension. He's the kid's like, yeah, I got you. All right, guys. I think anything you want to say before we wrap up? I think we're right on schedule. We got back on track.
Let me ask one more ridiculous question.
Yeah. Oh, yes, please.
Would you rather fight a medium-sized lion or a medium-sized? Let's go with a small, strong monkey.
Oh. A medium size, like a regular size lion? Is that medium size?
It's like teenaged.
Like, or the size of like a dog?
Maybe a little bigger than a dog. A little bit.
Okay, so like 150 pound.
Yeah, but it's fast. It's got speed.
It's a lion.
Yeah.
Or.
But it's not as strong.
It's a lion. Or.
But I guess they'll go for the throat.
An adult monkey?
Nah. A teenage monkey.
A teenage monkey. So a teenager of which would you rather fight?
So one's 15, one's
12. You have no weapons.
Yeah, one.
No weapons, barehanded. Fuck, that's a tough fight either way. I'd have to say I'd fight the lion. What do you think? The monkey's a tough fight, to me, personally.
What do you think, Ike?
Fuck the
claws. Yeah.
You'd fight the monkey? Did you hear about a story about the monkey ripping a lady's face off?
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
If I get behind the lion, I should defeat him. Even if I can get side,
choke the lion like this,
or at least subdue him,
because cats like
be like your
jiu-jitsu.
Attack on the lion.
Cats
no?
will do jiu-jitsu. Yeah,
yeah, they do.
So then at least
so then you could roll with it.
Like,
the monkey
like
might
wanna
try to rip my face off, like kids said,
and they're quick.
But if you fight the lion, you gotta be careful with your nuts. It could bite your nuts.
You
gotta
bite your nuts.
Change your stance. You
gotta
adjust.
Rip your throat out. And choke you.
Protect your
and
throat.
And then now you're getting choked to death. He might defeat you in a grapple check.
He might full mount you and fucking rip your throat out.
That's what I'm saying. He could defeat your grapple check, yeah, which would be unfortunate. I always used to worry about that with my snake.
Everyone knows the
lion. Well, I'm just...
Really? I don't know.
What do you mean?
I would tame
the
lion.
Lion's gonna beat the monkey?
I wouldn't fight him.
If they fought?
Yeah,
are you? Oh, him?
I think they both win.
I would tame the lion.
I think you pretty much...
So what do you think has a better chance against? Which one?
Human? Neither.
Neither?
Yeah, I think both.
That's why you gotta tame the
they're
lion.
They're evenly split, I think. It's like just equally as hard to fight.
I think you're probably
maimed
by the monkey.
Yeah.
What is that?
You might get eaten by the lion.
Whoa, what is maimed?
Like totally destroyed.
That just sounded so bad.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's bad, yeah.
You ever seen like what a shaved ape looks like?
No.
It looks like the most roided out human that you could possibly imagine.
Wow. So you're like, you could deal with the juice dude.
Put a gi on it and have it versus an animal.
It'll pull your arms out, you know, and
I don't want to fight that shit in a gi.
Oh, it'll rip your arms out. Okay, and beat you with them. That's where the saying comes from. Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
So I don't want to fight either, really.
No, yeah,
if
me
I
either.
Have a weapon, then maybe. And it was, you know what? Can I take a history lesson before we wrap? So in ancient Rome, there were several types of gladiators, and if you specialized in what you fought. So if you only fought animals, you were a venatore. You fought just beasts. You were like a beastmaster, and your skills were specialized to fight these beasts. Also to tame them and train them if need be. If a gladiator who was skilled in fighting other humans had to fight the animal, that would be like punishment because usually they'd fuck up. So this was makes me almost think maybe I'm changing my opinion on this. Jeremy's right. When, you know, so it's hard for them to fight either. Like, when you specialize in fighting animals, it's hard for you to fight humans. You know, it's a specialty. When you specialize in fighting humans, it's hard for you to fight animals. So since the monkey is closest to human, might be slightly better to try and fight him. Maybe. Okay, I can see what you're saying with that. But I don't want to test that hypothesis.
And you have just been through the second manimal moment.
All right, guys, on that.
I know, it was just me, funny because I'm like, I was waiting to say.
Catch me at Manimal John. We're going to throw this up at the Token Choke channel. Kerry, where can they catch you?
Kerry the Stellar One on Instagram, pretty much, and Facebook if you could find me. Kerry Stellar.
You don't have to follow me, it's okay.
How are you going to promote yourself if you don't tell people to follow you? At Kid Marvelous.
Life is one big promotion. They could comment.
This is the opportunity for Jeremy, so I do want to do a content camp after the Token Choke. Yeah. We could do one like the first week of November. Well, I'm telling you, because people, yeah, like.
All right, if you want to fuck Justin Montalvo.
Yo, that's the best fucking promo cut I have ever heard in my life. Yo, if you want to follow me, Justin Montalvo. End scene. That was great.
You end it there.
That's a wrap.